More than 40 state and county lawmakers want to consider locally owned electric utilities like the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative. House Energy and Environmental Protection Committee Chair Chris Lee organized the group. He says public-owned electric utilities like the one on Kauai have lower rates than for-profit companies like HECO.
If you look at the last quarter, we've seen $35 million of our money go out to shareholders elsewhere, whereas on Kauai, the public utility there returned $2 million to its residents. So that's something we want to see the potential of.
House Assistant Minority Leader Cynthia Thielen says lawmakers will look at other options, but HECO has had a 100-year monopoly in the state, and now could be the time to look at alternatives.
It's a chance finally to change that. Locally produced power, locally used and produced by our local communities. That should be the wave of the future.
West Hawaii Island Representative Richard Cregan says the soaring price of electricity is a health and social justice issue statewide.
With this recent heat wave, we've seen a lot of health problems. We see our kids in our schools suffering from the fact that we aren't providing air conditioning. And what we need is a transformation, not just a different place to send the money.
County lawmakers are also in the group. Honolulu City Council Chair Ernie Martin says a resolution is in the works, but 300,000 electricity customers and completion of the electric rail transit system will impact future decisions.
Honolulu will be the biggest consumer of electricity in the state. We will surpass the military. So we have a vested interest, and we want to make sure that we get the best value for our dollars.
Representative Lee says all options will be put on the table. He says the legislature has a role in providing direction, but the challenge will be keeping up with change.
We've got to reevaluate whether or not the existing utility regulatory compact makes sense going forward in a world where everybody can generate their own power and where the marketplace is putting new technology out faster than policy and the utilities can react to it.
Life of the Land Executive Director Henry Curtis says a locally owned utility provides control, but the way forward is not clear and a merger is not the answer.
I think the benefit of NextEra is that they came in here and woke us up. And now we can begin mapping out the alternative futures. And we need studies and we need analysis to determine which is the right way to go. And a solution that works on Maui is not necessarily the same solution for Oahu.
Meanwhile, the Public Utilities Commission will be conducting public listening sessions statewide on the $4.1 billion merger of Hawaiian Electric Company and Florida-based NextEra Energy. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.